This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to begin the celebration with a holiday long weekend coming up because of the quirks of the calendar. Christmas Eve tomorrow. And isn't that astonishing? No, not quite. The day after tomorrow. It would be astonishing if it was tomorrow. Christmas Eve the day after tomorrow, and then Christmas Day, of course, on Friday, and then the two-day weekend. So what are people celebrating about? Well, there's one famous commentator who's celebrating on a narrow escape from dictatorship. Where? Right here in the United States. What made possible that escape? We'll get to that. There's also some celebration from Senator Lindsey Graham. And what is he celebrating about? And I want to celebrate with you about something that I think answers a lot of questions. And there is an indication of why it is that there are so many politicians, and again, not just President Trump and people close to him, but politicians throughout the country who are just refusing to give up, even when the evidence appears to be that they lost in the recent election. Why do they keep this going? Follow the money. How do you make money on losing an election? Wait till you hear. There's an amazing story about that that we will get to on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Joy Behar on The View was beginning her celebration a little bit early. Her celebration over what? Well, she was urging her fellow Americans to join in her joy. Listen to clip 8.
I realize I've been in a rage for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. You just realized this now?
We came this close. We basically came this close to a dictatorship. I don't think people really get that 100%. I'm happy to get rid of people like Stephen Miller and the rest of the cast of The Lord of the Flies.
Okay, we came this close to a dictatorship? Where did we come close to a dictatorship in this country? How was that supposed to work? And look, especially since I would assume that Joy Behar agrees that despite the intense passions on all sides and people really caring about this election and a record turnout, I mean, just a gigantic turnout, so many more millions of people who came out to vote. I had a caller yesterday who simply couldn't believe. He believed that Joe Biden had faked more than 10 million ballots in his behalf because he couldn't believe that Joe Biden would actually get more votes than Barack Obama. But look at the difference in turnout. By the way, Barack Obama, when he first ran for office, that was 12 years ago. And the United States has increased the number of eligible voters. And that's, yes, because of people reaching the age of 18 and registering, of new people registering. It's because of people who had lived here who were on a path to citizenship having just become naturalized. But it's 17 million more people. So it shouldn't be surprising that Donald Trump got more votes than he got in 2016, and Joe Biden got more votes than he got before. But this idea that we came close to dictatorship? Really? And then there was Lindsey Graham, who had this to say to some of those people who are pointing to all of the fairly random things like gender studies in Pakistan and three martini lunch tax breaks and money for the Kennedy Center, Performing Arts Center in Washington, D.C. There's all this stuff that was jammed into the congressional bill that just passed for about $900 billion. But he had this to say, the senator from South Carolina, who himself won his reelection bid easily by almost 10 points. And Senator Graham said this on clip six.
So the bottom line is they wanted $3 trillion for the pandemic last year. We wound up with $900 billion. You could have gotten this package in July. Mitch McConnell's right about that. They refused to even talk to us before the election because they thought a relief package would help President Trump. If you think this bill is bad, lose Georgia and see what happens.
Okay. I think he's right, by the way, that the reason that they didn't agree to a bill, even though it was clearly needed, was because they were afraid, Democrats, that they would reelect President Trump, that that bill would reelect President Trump. And they, of course, were very encouraged by the polling and the fact that they thought they had a good chance of winning if they held up the bill. So what does it show? It shows a willingness to inflict some unnecessary pain, and not on the congressman trying to arrange some kind of compromise, but on the American people for the sake of their long-term goal, which, of course, was to take control of as much of the government as they possibly can. Now, I was not at all thrilled with the way President, not President, but would-be President, Senator Ted Cruz was campaigning in Georgia, where he talked about being arrayed against forces that are trying to destroy America. I don't think that there are any prominent politicians who actually want to destroy America, who are sort of enemy agents who want to bring down the country. I think there's some people who have terrible ideas about what would help America, but at least acknowledge for a moment that people with those terrible ideas, and this is true on the right and the left, there's some really loony ideas, frankly, on all sides right now. But even people with those ideas don't promote them because they think, oh, that's going to destroy the country and destroy my family and destroy our future and ruin everything and bring America to its knees. No, they think that's what the country needs. And in any event, a lot of this got jammed into the bill. The legislation was the product, reports the Washington Post, of intense negotiations over the past 2 weeks, and was introduced as a 5,593-page bill on the same day it was passed, so nobody had a chance to read this 5,593 pages. The Senate passed the bill on a 92-6 vote at 11:42 p.m., right before midnight, about 2 hours after the House easily passed it. The House voted 359-53. The bill reflected, says the Post, a growing unease in Washington about the spike in corona cases and deaths and recent signs that the economy is weakening markedly. The $900 billion economic relief component of the legislation has received the most attention, but the bill would do many things, including funding federal agencies through September 2021 and extending tax breaks for numerous businesses for at least the next year. The tax provisions alone would slash taxes by about $150 billion, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. I always kind of have a soft spot in my heart for letting the American people keep more of our own money. The proposal also includes numerous provisions such as the Smithsonian American Women's History Museum Act. We're really going to have a separate women's history museum? I think this whole idea of, okay, fine, we have a museum of the American Indian. We have a museum now of the African-American experience. But really, we have a Women's History Museum Act. There is a legislation to rein in surprise medical billing, which I think most Americans will like. An extension of a tax credit for racehorse owners. Why? And policies supporting Tibet. that appear to have nothing to do with the coronavirus pandemic or the national economic emergency. Oh, I'm sure that somehow the measuring the weather in Tibet has a great deal to do, somehow.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming.
And coming to town meaning, I guess, Asbury Park, New Jersey. That, of course, the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Suggesting Santa Claus is coming to town sounds like more of a warning than a cheerful promise. Maybe he's thinking the Santa Claus who was played by Mel Gibson in one of the years, how do I put it graciously, one of the years less successful and cherishable Christmas, in fact, one of the worst Christmas movies ever, is the movie Fat Man with Mel Gibson playing Kris Kringle. A film with a great deal of violence and murder and mayhem in it. Not for kids or for other living things. Okay, speaking about other living things, the Israeli government has dissolved. It collapsed. Remember, this was the coalition government that after three elections that were each one heartbreakingly close, they were so close, between Bibi Netanyahu's Likud party, the largest conservative party in England, in Israel, and the blue and white party of Benny Gantz. Okay, they finally decided after three of these virtual tie elections that they would get together in a coalition. And the deal was that Bibi would get to be prime minister for the first 2 years, and then 2 years later, and after 2 years, then Benny Gantz would have the last 2 years. And what a lot of people said, including my brother, who follows Israeli politics, is that there was no chance that this coalition involving a whole group of very ambitious politicians, that the coalition would last. It didn't. So Benny Gantz does not get his turn as prime minister with the coalition agreement. What they get is a new election. The New York Times reports the fourth new election in 2 years. Can you imagine if we were that situation here in the United States, if we had to do a presidential election twice a year, every year? This is awful. I mean, President Trump wants a brand new election. That's what he's and that group that suggests that we need martial law and the army should run a new election. We don't need a new election. By the way, if you think we do, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. But the Israeli parliament dissolved itself formally at midnight Tuesday night. And you say, well, what, midnight Tuesday night? That's tonight. Yeah, but they're 10 hours ahead from where we are. It's the other side of the world. So they just dissolved. The move forced a new election after weeks of infighting and paralysis in the so-called unity government, which didn't display much unity. And an uneasy coalition sworn in just 7 months ago that paired Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's conservative Likud party, they say, with his main rival, turn partner, Benny Gantz of the centrist blue and white party. Okay, this will not be just a rerun. And let me explain a little bit to you about Israeli politics, why this will not be another race between Bibi Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. Benny Gantz, when he joined the coalition with the assurance that he would be made prime minister after 2 years, Benny Gantz shattered his party because he had previously promised he would never go into coalition with Bibi Netanyahu, who was facing very severe legal problems. He's standing trial on corruption charges, some of which are kind of specious, but still, Benny Gantz had broken that promise, so his party is broken. His main party partner, Yair Lapid, is now one of those people in opposition. The problem for Israeli politics right now is that Netanyahu is still the biggest kid on the block. In other words, if there is going to be some party that knocks out Netanyahu, they would have to get more votes than the Likud party in the new election. And that could be tough, though people are expecting that some parties like Yamina, which is on the right of Prime Minister Netanyahu, could do very well in this election. What's interesting here is there is virtual unanimity in Israel. that the Abraham Accords that were orchestrated by Jared Kushner, who, by the way, who's in Israel right now, I believe the president's son-in-law, his senior advisor, is in Israel right now, receiving a plaque and some honors for himself and for President Trump. They wanted to get this taken care of before President Trump leaves office because of making that success with the Abraham Accords. Now, maybe they can use Jared Kushner's diplomatic skills to try and negotiate some kind of agreement between Bibi and Benny to preserve the coalition, though it's too late for that. They are pushing forward to new elections. And this raises one of the problems that I really do think we should talk about, which is the idea that right now we have a political industrial complex. They have it in Israel, too. And they have it in a lot of countries around the world where there are so many people who make a living doing politics. It has become such big business that I do believe that is why people won't even declare a campaign over, won't concede. I was looking at the situation that we have here in Washington State, where Washington State was not a competitive state, not for any statewide office, and certainly not for the presidential race. President Trump, not popular in Washington State. Yes, there are corners of the state, and particularly some rural counties, but overall, most of the state population is in the Seattle area, the extended Seattle area, and it's basically, the idea that that this was going to be a close race isn't true. But you have this headline in the Seattle Times, still claiming fraud, losing GOP candidate Lauren Culp draws questions about his campaign spending. Because even though Lauren Culp lost by 15 points, it was a wipeout. Even though there's a margin of 550,000 votes in a state with population of about 8 million, even though it was a crushing defeat, he says he actually won. And he's raising money on it. And part of what the Jim Brunner at the Seattle Times says, he says, more than a month after losing to Governor Jay Inslee, Republican Lauren Culp has continued to raise money with unsubstantiated claims of vote fraud. So what do you do with that money? And how does that drive a lot of what is going on the national scene as well? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday after passing a relief bill. The bill now awaits President Trump's signature.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden offering prayers for everyone, taking a dark tone, saying we're once again going to have a dark winter due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We have a long way to go, but we're grateful that we've got the vaccine.
Biden delivering a pre-holiday speech in Wilmington, Delaware. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Left roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up.
Ed, I do believe that we are going to be able to enjoy some of the peaceful aspects of the Christmas season. At any time you can get together Johnny Mathis and Billy Joel to sing the Christmas song. The song was actually written, the song was written by Mel Torme. And again, it's become part of our holiday traditions in the United States. Yes, it is possible for people to get together, even with unlikely backgrounds and different approaches. But the point about politics is you got to bring enough people together to actually win elections. Or you can make a lot of money by losing and then complaining about it. And that is a problem in the way we finance campaigns, the way that we operate with all of these companies and individuals, and some of them are my friends, but who just go from one campaign to another, and you can actually make a pretty good livelihood with that. I'm thinking about all of this in part because there's a senatorial campaign that I was involved in many years ago that is holding a reunion. And and they're holding a reunion because it's a significant milestone in terms of the years since that campaign unfolded. And it's amazing how many of the people who were occupying major positions in that campaign are still working in the political field. I haven't worked professionally in politics, taking any funds of any kind to advise or write speeches. Campaign I'm talking about, I was a head speechwriter in the campaign. And did everything from the announcement of candidacy to the victory speech in the primary to the concession speech when we lost the election. But that's kind of normal in American politics. What's not normal is this. The Seattle Times writing about Loren Culp, nice guy apparently. I don't know him personally, but he was the one law enforcement officer in Republic, Washington, which is a town of less than 2,000 on the other side of the mountains. And he won 17% of the vote in the primary, which was enough to clear him because there were 30 Republicans who were on the ballot. And then he ran and lost to Governor Inslee, who was seeking his third term. And he lost by more than 500,000 votes. The Times writes, his efforts to sow doubt about an election, he lost by more than 500,000 votes, have failed to draw support from the state GOP and have been rejected by Republican Secretary of State Kim Wyman. He filed a lawsuit against Kim Wyman, the Republican Secretary of State, the only statewide elected Republican in the West Coast, as a matter of fact. He filed a lawsuit against Kim Wyman 2 weeks ago in King County Superior Court seeking an audit of ballots and voting machines in five counties. Counties, by the way, that carried overwhelmingly for his opponent and for Joe Biden. Prominent Republicans, though, have grown weary of Culp's post-election challenges, which he has used to raise more than $55,000 since Election Day. And you probably have heard that President Trump has shattered every record he has raised since Election Day, over $250 million to help fight the election results. The campaign, says Seattle Times, this is the Culp campaign, made large unexplained payments to a Marysville data firm while spending relatively meager sum on traditional voter contact, like TV ads or radio ads. Additionally, Culp disclosed in a Public Disclosure Commission, PDC, filing recently that he had paid himself more than $33,000 for lost wages and an additional $15,000 for mileage reimbursement. And that's because under Washington law, you can't just take money out of your campaign fund to pay yourself anything you want. But if you can show that you had to give up your job to run for office, and he gave up his job as the only law enforcement officer in Republic, Washington, you can replace that from campaign funds for all this money that people are sending in to support your campaign. And Culp's latest PDC filing also shows his campaign paid $26,000 to a guy named Jim Miller, who is a retired Boeing manager from Eastern Washington, who has for years been disseminating conspiracy theories about vote counting machines and software. Miller said in a Facebook message he used the money to buy data to prove his theories about voting machines riddled with hidden and secret software and silicon circuits used to steal elections. Culp did not respond to requests for comments. In recent Facebook videos to supporters, he has promoted his ongoing efforts to prove widespread vote fraud. I am not a quitter. I am a fighter, he said, and I am fighting for you, he said in one video. The PDC gave him a written warning earlier this year after his campaign spent $10,230 to buy copies of his book. He has a book called American Cop. Still, some Republicans say the way Culp spent donor money raises red flags. We had concerns early on about the Culp campaign, and based on what happened after the election, they're well-founded, said former state rep Carrie Condotta, who I know, of Eastern Washington around Wenatchee. He is a conservative and a solid conservative who co-chaired the State House Republican Campaign Committee for a dozen years. See, the idea that you can actually alarm people and tell people a campaign is still going on and keep raising money and keep this going and have an... this is unbelievable. Culp raised total over $3 million for his campaign. One of the Culp campaign's biggest chunks of spending went to a firm called Salience Data, which has never been hired by any other candidate or any other campaign. Salience was paid $423,000. The spending was listed as for data consulting, with the exception of $13,000 paid for sending text messages. The Washington Observer, a politics and money newsletter by journalist and former public affairs consultant Paul Query, flagged the unusual Salience payments, $423,000, and other anomalies, suggesting the Culp campaign looked like, in his opinion, a long con. Look, it's problematic because you're touching people who believe in conservative principles, who believe in what you're talking about, and end up sending in their contributions. And the Culp campaign was really based upon small contributions. The idea of taking advantage of campaign donors, look, I think it's a problem. It's a problem on the left, huge problem on the left, and unfortunately it is also a problem on the right. And I think we need to be careful of it and be aware of it. The co-owner of this Salience that got $423,000 wouldn't even say where the money went when asked by the Seattle Times. Coming up, we'll talk about another famous individual, American hero to many, who got vaccinated. And a very, very outspoken conservative who says it's time for President Trump to... Well, what? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983.
Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my four decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? And see our friend Paul Kanger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ronettes giving their version of Sleigh Ride. Sleigh Ride has such an interesting history because it was written by this wildly popular classical composer named Leroy Anderson, who also wrote Syncopated Clock and many other popular hits. But the words came later, and the words fit so perfectly, and the music is so wonderful that you can appreciate it in virtually any version. Okay, coming up, this the holiday that overwhelms everything else around it, and should, in a good sense, carries with it a theme of trying to help the less fortunate, because if there is one item, and this actually, there was a piece by Nick Kristof in the New York Times over the weekend about one of the themes that is incontestably part of the ministry of Jesus has to do with actually helping people who are unfortunate, helping widows and orphans and the poor. And right now, there are plenty of widows and orphans and plenty of poor people who are just suffering, particularly in the midst of a pandemic in Uganda. And the people from Next Generation Ministries are over there right now trying to make sure that people get some of the food baskets and that you are providing. And through $10, you can feed a hungry child for a week. In other words, you're providing three meals for about $1.20 a day. Yeah, three meals. That's $10. If you can provide $200, you feed a family of five people for a month. It's really an amazing opportunity. Next Generation Ministries, extremely idealistic, selfless, devoted people, and helping some of the people who count as least of these. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. It takes about 3 minutes, and you can give your contribution and feel that you've given a meaningful Christmas gift to people who can very much appreciate it. I mentioned a conservative who said it was time. And what Pat Robertson is saying, and he's saying this on his own network, the Christian Broadcasting Network, Pat Robertson, who's elderly now, but he is recognizing that the country would benefit if President Trump would recognize that the election struggle is over. This is clip 3A.
I think the Electoral College has spoken. I think the Biden corruption has not totally been brought to fruition, but it doesn't seem to be affecting the Electoral College. And I don't think the Supreme Court is going to move in to do anything. And I think we're going to see a President Biden. And I also think we'll be seeing a President Kamala Harris not too long after the inauguration of President Biden.
I don't believe that that's true. I certainly disagree with Pat Robertson about that. Joe has actually seemed fit and lucid, and now he's not going anywhere for a while. But he said this, further commenting on President Trump's situation. This is Pat Robertson, of course, who's been a very big supporter of the President of the United States. He said this.
The president still lives in an alternate reality. He really does. People say, well, he lies about this, that, and the other. But no, he isn't lying. To him, that's the truth. He had the biggest crowd on Inauguration Day. He had more people than ever. He was the most popular people. He saved NBC, but with The Apprentice. You know, to go down the line of things that really aren't true. And, you know, people kept pointing to them. But because they loved him so much and he was so strong for the evangelicals were with him all the way. But there was something about him that was good, that God placed him in that office for the time. He's done a marvelous job for the economy. But at the same time, he is very erratic, and he's fired people, and he's fought people, and he's insulted people, and keeps going down the line. So it's a mixed bag. And I think it would be well to say, you've had your day, and it's time to move on.
That's Pat Robertson of the Christian Broadcasting Network, founder of Regent University, and very prominent, obviously, evangelical Christian spokesman. He ran a shockingly successful presidential campaign back in 1988. And actually ended up winning some of the caucuses and primaries, but obviously did not win the presidential nomination. Somebody who's not running for president or running for anything, though he enjoys enormous popularity, Dr. Anthony Fauci just passed a major milestone with an announcement. Clip 14.
Is as a symbol to the rest of the country that I feel extreme confidence in the safety and the efficacy of this vaccine, and I want to encourage everyone who has the opportunity to get vaccinated so that we can have a veil of protection over this country that would end this pandemic.
Okay, good for him. So he got vaccinated. He is just about the same age as the president-elect. And speaking of age, one of the big new movies for the Christmas season that is a surefire Oscar contender because it has just remarkable performances in it, particularly from the late Chadwick Boseman, who, as you know, played Black Panther. He played Jackie Robinson. He played Thurgood Marshall. This is the movie where I think he is going to certainly get an Oscar nomination and probably win the Best Actor Oscar. Based on a play by Seattle's own August Wilson, he lived in Seattle for 15 years. It's called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
With Oscar-worthy performances by Viola Davis and the late Chadwick Boseman, there's a big new movie that brings to life a pioneering blues singer from nearly 100 years ago. It's called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, now streaming on Netflix.
This be an empty world without blues.
I'm gonna give me a band and make me some records. I know how to play real music.
And the real music in the film by the great Branford Marsalis is part of an impeccable production that does full justice to the great and challenging play by the late August Wilson. The big confrontations do come across as more stagey than cinematic, but veteran director George C. Wolfe has created an unforgettable film. Yes, it's rated R for scenes of graphic sexuality and disturbing violence, and for edgy language that includes promiscuous use of the racial slur N-word. 3 stars for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, an undeniable Oscar contender in many categories. And Viola Davis is also going to be up for Oscar consideration. One of the things about this film is it basically all takes place on one afternoon. They have gone for a recording session with Ma Rainey and her 4 supporting musicians. They've gone to Chicago, and they're trying to lay these records down in 1927, where you, and that aspect of the film is just fascinating. It's one of those films where it's not a perfect film, but it's just impossible to forget, particularly with the universally fine performances. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, there's been more and more talk in the country about secession. Secession, of course, is a terrible idea. And somebody who agrees with that is the author of a new book called Divided We Fall, America's Secession Threat and How to Restore Our Nation. The author is one of the smarter conservatives out there and somebody who worked with the Alliance Defending Freedom for years, defending religious liberty. His name is David French. He will be joining us next time, tomorrow, on The Medved Show. We also have a bunch of big new movies to review. Soul, and which is the new Disney Pixar, and Tom Hanks' new movie, News of the World, and Wonder Woman, yes, with Gal Gadot again, and much more. But we will cover them all, including a Christmas offering called Jingle Jangle, A Journey to Christmas. Worth taking that journey? We'll let you know next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.